This is a good question. How can you know for sure that it's four beats? Well, you just take a guess, like you did, write it out, and then see if it fits. And if not, where does it get off? Where exactly does it get off? Like, what chord, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's easy. You may have to go back and forth, especially if you have a teacher. I recommend doing it and bringing it in to your teacher. Mm-hmm. Bring them in to me. And the more you do it, and there will be areas that it's just hard. Some music is just harder than others. You know, folk music and things. I mean, this is Broadway. Broadway can get a little complicated. I've played Broadway shows that are very complicated. But this one is fairly easy. Like, it's four chords to the bar and everything. But how do you know for sure? You don't. You just take a stab at it and see if it fits.
Okay.
And there you go. The more you do it, the easier you'll get.
Yeah.
All right. And the other question was the key. Very good question. My 99% rule is, it's not mine, but it's just like a thing. The last chord is usually the key. And the last chord in this case is D minor.
Yeah.
So if you want to analyze, you know, I don't know how much theory you have, but, you know, if you mapped out, every chord in the key of D minor can be mapped out with Roman numerals. And this, I think this is beyond the scope of this conversation, but the key, the tune itself would be like the 4-7-1, 4-7-3, 4-7-3, and then 3 dominant, 4-5-1. Does that make any sense? If you haven't done harmonic analysis yet, that won't make any sense. For those of you who have taken some music theory, then that's how you would analyze the key. But you would just play through the whole song. And then try and, if you had to summarize the entire song by one chord, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, pick a chord out of this. Suppose it was G minor. You know, does that chord really feel like you came home? Mm-hmm. That you crave more music? Or is, you know, C maybe? You know, which of those chords leaves you feeling satisfied that at least you're back home, you don't have to have any more music to... Mm-hmm. To resolve. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And the only one is D minor.
Yeah.
Because C feels like there's more music to become. F is something different. G minor.
Yeah.
A7. But when you hit that D minor, mm-hmm. You're done. You came back home. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. In layman's terms, without knowing music theory.
Yeah. But why the chords of this tabula is the same, but is in key F?
Because F and D minor are related keys.
Okay.
That's a music theory thing. Okay. So it's a music theory question. It's a good question. Let's get into the voice thing, okay?
Oh my gosh.
It gets easier. It really does. As far as singing and playing, you map out where the strong beats are. Like, if you know that a word falls on where the chord change is, then you underline or circle that word. So I would go like, City of Stone, the word city is right on the G minor. City of Stone, are you shining just for me? I would circle me, because me is right on. Why didn't I circle in between it? Because there was no word that fell right on the chord change, if you noticed. Mm-hmm. When you hit the C, there wasn't any words right on that. So I'm only circling not even the word, but just the syllable. So I shouldn't even have circled city. I should have circled just sit, yeah. Like the first, you know, right? So let's keep going and see. There's so much that I can see. The word, another city and another sea. And then, who knows? So I'll circle knows. It fell from the first embrace. I'll circle race. Actually, all three of those, Ray, Shared, and you, all four fall on a chord change. And now, a dream did finally come true. So I'll circle now, and dreams, and true.
Right.
All right, and then go through the rest. Go through second verse, same way. Let's look at the chorus. Get to look in somebody's eyes. So I'd circle look in eyes. the light. I don't even remember. Does light go right on? Oh, the light. We'd have to listen to it, but if you know what I mean, like, go through, actually finish it on your own. Finish the the song and listen for what words go on the strong. Now, I have to say, it's a bit tough, because now you're looking over here for the words and over here for the chords.
Right.
You might even consider rewriting this song, or even, this is how I would do it. This is what I do for my book. I have a huge rock and pop book, you know, and not tooting my own horn, but I could go to the local bar and sing for hours and hours and hours, because I have 20 years worth of material, and I never forget that material, because all I do is pull up the book, and the book is written the right way. The lyrics are nice and big, and but what I would do is, you could print out just the lyrics, and copy just the lyrics, paste them into a document, make the spacing of the document double space, so you have enough room to actually write the bar lines right over the words, you know.
Yeah.
And then circle the words that are strong. So you're kind of doing a hybrid. But even that gives you problems. I write the chord changes on the side like I did here, and I just write the words nice and big all on one sheet. And I just sing it through a couple times. And yeah, I have to look in two places. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So I would just have the lyrics nice and big on one side and the chords on the other side, and then I'd match up the sections.
Yeah.
I'd put A where the A section is, B where the chorus is, and all
that.
Yeah,
it makes also sense, yeah.
You feel like you could go home and sing this? Certainly I'm not going to ask you to sing it right now in front of me. But.
Yeah, I think I can do that. But
as far as what to sing, what note to start on, so how would you know that? That's an ear training thing. If you listen to my commuter audio ear training thing, you'll get better at hearing it. But it's a G, the first note, you know. And so how would you know that? So you could write somewhere on the chart, like, you know, first note G, or you know, vocals. You could put VOX means vocals, you know, G. So you could give yourself a G by playing the third string open. So you could just hear city. But as far as to be able to tell what note that is, you would have to listen to that. You'd have to develop your ear, which is the ear training thing. And you develop your ear with those commuter audio ones I made. I mean, if you listen to a G minor chord, you know, the lowest note is, and that's the same note as the voice. If it was, there's no easy way for me to teach you that.
Yeah.
But start learning the intervals. Intervals is like the do, re, mi system, you know.
Yeah.
In this case, we're in the key of D minor. Job explaining. I'm not gonna be able to explain this in a short time.
And that's
That's just a training your ear thing, developing your ear.
So the CD you gave me, right? I need to listen to that, and that's how I can.
Yeah.
Tell the note.
You could sing the note, and then find it on the guitar, and then name the note. You know, if you wanted to check yourself, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if you found da 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 da. Have to one by one map out each of those notes and then see if you're right, you know. It's a lot of work on that.
Right.
But I think you could. I think I heard you sing last week.